This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
USA, baby, welcome to What's on Your Mind.
It's a big old land with
Buck Hemp. Bottom of the hour with the North Dakota's Ag Commissioner Doug Goin. Answer some questions that came up last week. Talk about another way to checkmate China. Get their grip off our textile industry and some of the key ingredients. Wanted an update on the Hunter Biden laptop story. Because I think we all know enough to be completely, thoroughly disgusted with what exists in the way of evidence about Hunter Biden and how he lived his life. And yet, to get resolution with this, now we know from Chuck Grassley that some people in the FBI came forward and said, hey, totally deep-sixing this thing. It is now very evident that Hunter Biden is getting special treatment in all this. So Jack Maxey's the first guy that I learned about the Hunter laptop story in detail from. Chris Ruddy and I had dinner in Florida, and Jack came to dinner and got a chance to meet him and hear about this, and so I thought I'd invite him back on, just get the latest on where this is at. Because there is a little bit of an awakening going on. Even CNN's Brian Stelter said this is not just a right-wing media obsession. This is there's something real here. How about that? Jack, welcome back. How are you, sir?
So much for having me, and everything that you've just said is absolutely correct. And beyond, much beyond the pornographic material, the potential child abuse, or the alleged child abuse, accused child abuse, the potential for child pornography to be found on the 80,000 erased images and videos that I recovered with my little team in Switzerland. Yes, it's horrifying. Everything about it is horrifying. One thing that I can tell you about the FBI, I was approached by military intelligence, some retired guys last August, forgive me. And they told me that the FBI never filed a 302 on this thing, that their guys on the inside said that they couldn't find any evidence that this was in evidence. And now when you saw this past week Ryan testifying and not quite answering the questions of, do you have a copy of the Hunter Biden laptop? I'm sorry, I can't answer that question due to an ongoing investigation. But where is it? This is being investigated by the Baltimore office. The Baltimore is the euphemistic name for where the counterintelligence unit exists. I've been told by numerous sources now that this thing has been sitting in their little office by the Baltimore airport since day one. Likely this is also where the copy that Rudy Giuliani and Bernie Kerik took to the Delaware State Police Child Protective Unit on, I think, about the 13th or 14th of October, before they delivered a copy to me. And apparently I found out from Kerik a couple months ago that the reporting from the reporters in Delaware is that the Delaware State Police never did a welfare check on the child that he was accused of molesting, all of which they provided very strong sort of evidence, at least evidence that would merit a welfare check. They never did anything. They gave their copy to the FBI, too. my contention for over a year since I found the Louis Free correspondence describing Louis Free's aid and comfort to help Hunter get his corrupted friend, a guy named Povescu, out of jail in Romania after I found out he had corrupted the FBI at the training academy in Bucharest. He had corrupted the FBI in the State Department. He had done all these things to try and get Hunter's friend out of jail. They were going to dogpile a female prosecutor in Bucharest, Romania. Well, my contention all along is after I find out that I reveal this to Carrick April last year, Bernie tells me, Jack, my gosh, I'm just making the connection because Peter Strzok and Louis Free are very close friends. So what are you talking about? He says, no, because Louis Free and Strzok. I saw every time I saw Free in the 90s, I saw Strzok. Well, he saw Free a lot, right? Flight 800, First World Trade Center bombing, putting away the five families, all of this. Next person I call is a confidential informant of mine. At this time, he did not have a copy of the laptop. He does now, has for a year now. I said, you're not going to believe what I just found. I tell him. He says, well, Jack, you do know that Bernie Carrick, or that Louis Free and Peter Strzok are very close friends. I said, you got to be kidding me. He said, yeah. He then goes on to explain that there were these illegal spy catcher teams in the 90s. They answered only to Free. But because they were illegal, they had to be kept secret at all costs. Free became like, Strzok became Free's sort of favored second lieutenant. You ride the Humvee with me. And I said, my God, are you kidding me? He goes, Jack, there's no evidence of this. This was all off the books. He said, but because it was so illegal what they were doing, they had to protect the director at all costs. It said, it gets much worse, Jack. I said, how can this get worse? He goes, the Chinese firewall / executive officer protecting Louis Free with plausible deniability was none other than James Comey. Now you fast forward, Hunter loses a laptop. My guess is they called Uncle Free, Louis, for that. Louis Free sits on the board of the Beau Biden Foundation, Institute for the Protection of Children. Louis Free gave the Biden grandchildren a $100,000 gift to the grandchildren's trust that same year of 2016. Well, this is the same year, mind you, that the U.S. State Department and all the other responsible members of the federal government are trying to get rid of a corrupt, in quotation marks, prosecutor in Ukraine while trying to destroy an incorruptible prosecutor in Romania. Guess what? A couple hundred kilometers to the southeast? All at the same time. Doesn't make sense. But it starts to make sense when you realize that it was Uncle Louis they called up to bury the laptop. And Uncle Louis called Peter Strzok at the counterintelligence group. And that's why Ryan, the FBI director, testified that, oh, it's the Baltimore office. The Baltimore office, really? Why not the Wilmington office if they're coordinating with David Weiss in Delaware? I called David Weiss three times from Switzerland to try and inform him of what we had found and try to give it to him. The last time he told me, or one of his surrogates told me, did Attorney Weiss want you to give it to the FBI? I had to laugh. This is how bad it is. So when I came back...
Not a wise decision, because it would be deep six from there.
Well, you know, I guess there is one other solution. You know, make a copy and give it to every FBI field office in the country. That's one solution. But I came up with another solution, and that solution was to reach out to the American sheriffs, because every crime that Hunter committed, and just to be clear for your audience, he'll never be prosecuted for espionage, although there's plenty of it. He never had a theoretical security clearance, although he might have had a secret clearance when he got the grace and favor job in the Navy that lasted all of one weekend, right? So it's very dirty business. Now, the things that Hunter can be prosecuted on are obviously if there's any child pornography, child abuse, if it can be proved, obviously that. But he can clearly be prosecuted on the money laundering, the SEC violations, all of the things that occurred through his broker-dealer, Rosemont Seneca, the various banks he used. We saw last week testimony concerning a guy named Pruitt in Fayetteville, Arkansas, runs a private client group through Wells Fargo Bank. Make your calls, people. And this guy's private client group was used to facilitate probably hundreds of crimes that Hunter committed, from money laundering to providing eight-digit PIN numbers so that Hunter could let the pimps and traffickers and drug dealers pay themselves at any ATM. Really kind of crazy stuff that was going on through this bank.
Hold that thought. Jack, just hang tight. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. Folks, this story's been around since April of 2019. That's when Hunter Biden left his laptop at a computer repair shop. April of 2019. Here we sit late in 2022, and we still are not to the bottom of this. What the heck is going on? Jack Maxey knows what's on the laptop. More of our conversation with him after the break.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Nothing says Go Bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans, 3 for $6, Jack Links 10-ounce bag, $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, salted nut rolls, 4 for $1, Twizzler strawberry twist, $1.69 too, any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop, 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing. But without much of a framework, and certainly no knowledge of the details involved, Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that too.
Let us help you too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by My Pillow. Right now, the best deals of the summer are on right now, including the sheets, the pillows, the towels, the new sandals are fantastic, the moccasins, the slip-on slippers. Stuck on hot springs. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028. Special number for our listeners, 800 506-9028. Back with Jack Maxey talking about Hunter Biden's laptop investigation into Hunter Biden, which we are told is reaching a critical juncture. Former Attorney General Bill Barr said over the weekend, I think it was over the weekend or last week, that the time has come for Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, to appoint a special counsel with the Delaware. There's enough chatter about this, but
good luck with that.
whether anything will be done with it, I don't know. Even any confidence at all, Jack, that there's going to reach a critical mass at some point here where there is going to be something done? It was pretty clear Christopher Wray from the FBI last week was hinting that there's an investigation. He sort of didn't want to confirm it, but he ended up confirming it, saying, I can't talk about it because there's an ongoing investigation. I mean, do you have any faith at all that this is enough sunshine, enough critical mass, this is going to be found out?
I have no faith at all in the FBI. I have no faith at all in the Department of Justice, but I have faith in the American people. So several weeks ago, I handed this off to some brave constitutional sheriffs. It is currently, and has been for several weeks now, sitting in a prominent state crime lab, and they're going through all of it. I mean, one of the problems I had was somebody had to go through the 80,000 images. I couldn't do that. But when you talk about, will something be done, all the crimes that Hunter committed can be prosecuted on the state level. One of the problems that we have is that we've given everything to the FBI and the feds to prosecute, other than, like, local basic crime. We've got to take that back. They've done a horrible job, from the war on drugs to the prosecution of Hunter Biden. And now you look at what has happened with, in the larger context, remember I've just spoken about Peter Strzok, Louis Free, Comey, the cabal. One of the very first hires by Joe Biden appointments was to make a woman named Melissa Hodgson the director of enforcement for the SEC, the very agency responsible for Hunter Biden's broker-dealer, the vehicle that he used to launder tens of millions of dollars from Chinese and others. She is Peter Strzok's wife. Joe Biden made her the director of SEC enforcement on the 21st of January last year. I think she was made permanent on the 14th. This is not occurring, any of it, in a vacuum. Hunter Biden's job at Burisma was, I believe, engineered by Chinese intelligence as a one degree of separation. All of the traveling that Hunter did on Burisma jets, including that trip to Kazakhstan in June of 2014, where Grassley and Johnson came out and said, oh, we've got evidence that Hunter's traveling to Kazakhstan without Secret Service. But they neglected to read the second part of that same email chain in which Archer explains to Vadim, the executive at Burisma, that the reason they don't want Secret Service is they're having a birthday party for him, essentially thrown by Kazakhstani intelligence. You know it's going to be debauched because Maximov, before he was thrown in jail because of the failed coup in January, was the head of Kazakhstani intelligence. And at the time, when he in 2014, he was the prime minister. They were going to circle up the best oil and gas field leases for CNOOC, Chinese National Offshore Oil Company. Okay? This is all in writing. CNOOC is a wholly owned subsidiary of the Communist Party, one of the first corporations they created after taking the country in 1949. 100%. Why did Grassley and Johnson not mention that? Right? I got a phone call after calling him out on it, you know, because I gave a copy of this to Grassley on July 8th of last year. I gave a copy and sat down in the boardroom of the Washington Post on June 16th of last year with Peter Walston, the national editor, and Tom Hamburger, the national investigative reporter. Very good guys. I have nothing bad to say about them. But they've had everything for over a year.
And done nothing with it.
Wow. And, you know, you tie some of these dots together, there's some very frightening things. And it's not about protecting Hunter. It's about protecting the intelligence agencies that have allowed Hunter to exist for the last 30 years. and who have allowed various other members of the Washington elite to be thoroughly compromised by our existential enemies and have done nothing and are fully aware of it. Okay? There's a reason why all these guys get rich when they leave office. Everybody is involved. Pruitt, the guy from Fayetteville, Clinton crony. Heck, we've got correspondence showing Hillary Clinton through Rajiv Shah. Yeah, he's still around. Sending the private correspondence of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and the Haitian ambassador on the fresh water needs to the Delaware group, which is Hunter, some other cronies, a guy from Miami who owns a water filtration company, and they're going to get the grist to do the fresh water for Haiti when they're dying of cholera after the earthquake. This is a giant scam. And you talked about the timeline of the laptop. Isaac gets it in April. Hunter never picks it up. Isaac tries to contact him, registered mail, email, you name it, right? Finally, in August, he hands it over to the FBI. Well, he tries to. The FBI doesn't come pick it up until the 9th of December of 2019. When they pick it up, they tell him, he says, hey, I'm glad you guys are here because, you know, I was in fear of my life. They said, in my experience, the FBI agent tells them, people who keep their mouths shut have nothing to worry about it. This is the 9th of December. Now, remember, Peter Strzok testifies against the president in the first impeachment in January. It's Peter Strzok's group who got the laptop. The laptop was exculpatory evidence on everything to do with Ukraine. A couple questions that people need to ask are really... You guys should be very concerned with this. Amy Klobuchar, right? She's running for president in the Democratic primaries. The FBI sat on this laptop through the primaries. That means they betrayed Bernie. They betrayed Tulsi. They betrayed Warren. They betrayed Klobuchar. Where are these brave hearts? This is literally our intelligence services picking the winners and losers. And remember, on the 19th of October... The day after the New York Post published their second relatively benign email at this point, you had Brennan, Clapper, Hayden, Panetta, and 46 other professional.
It's one big incestuous little circle. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they've got to protect the intelligence services because if the American people knew the kind of corrupt activities, kind of grand.
I'm going to end on a positive note. We know a whole lot about this whole story. We know all the dots connect because of Jack Maxey, because this has gone to the media. So
I'm doing everything I can, you know, everything I can, because America's worth it. People, don't give up on it. Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you again, Jack. We'll stay in touch. Amazing work you've done here. Phenomenal. Pay attention, folks. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Nothing says go Bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans 3 for $6, Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, salted nut rolls 4 for $1, Twizzler strawberry twist $1.69 too, any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taiwan will see more military drills from China today. A spokesman for the Chinese Defense Ministry said because of Pelosi's visit, the United States must bear full responsibility and serious consequences for this. Congress is poised to pass the partisan inflation reduction bill after zero Republicans supported such a massive spending bill under a recession. The White House calls it the first step in a years-long effort. This as the Chinese have stopped all climate talks with the United States, and Europe is poised to go back to coal power due to Russia's pipeline that could be cut without notice. Democrat Senator Chris Coons on CNN last night.
This is a huge win for the American people. This is an enormous step forward for making prescription drugs affordable, for making health care sustainable, for making an enormous down payment on tackling climate change, and for reducing the deficit.
USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. This is the part of the show where I'm going to make you a little hungry today. A little hungry. That's right, because the specials today include mac and beef at West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or country fried steak. Meatloaf in Valley City off exit 292, I-94. Scalloped potatoes as well there. Beefy noodles at 12th and I-29. Swedish Meatballs, NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, same in Glendon, Chicken Fettuccine on 45th. How about that? PetroServe USA, today, fresh baked muffins are only 99 cents, your choice. Check those out. Ryan in Aberdeen, South Dakota, let's get you in ahead of our guest, Doug Goring, North Coast Ag Commissioner, next up on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, thank you for taking my call today, Scott. You know, I don't find this whole Hunter Biden business very shocking. It is horrifying and it is concerning. But I think that if you took Congress just as an example and held them to account for their crimes, they wouldn't be able to conduct business because they wouldn't have a quorum with all the members that would be in prison. I firmly believe there's only one party in America that really matters and that doesn't have a name, but you're either in or you're out, you are or you aren't, and you know who's in the party by who can flout the law with impunity, and Hunter Biden is just one of many.
Well, great point.
Yeah, it is really disturbing. There is a Trump appointee by the name of David Weiss, who is the U.S. attorney in Delaware. And he has remained in that position simply because this probe is not done. So some believe this investigation is nearing its end, and this guy is going to come out with it. Now, Trump's attorney general, Bill Barr, said, hey, Merrick Garland ought to give this guy special protections with the, what's it called again? Special counsel, where they do, take it outside mm-hmm. the Department of Justice,
yeah.
basically. But that's one little ray of hope in this whole investigation. But I tell you what, there's not a lot there. There's not a lot there. You think about it again. FBI's had this since August of 2019. They've done nothing but deep six it. It's unbelievable.
It makes you wonder who else is in on it, who else is part of it. You know, we can't have the whole regime fall, you know.
Warren, Hillsborough, North Dakota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, have you, you've heard of Garrett Ziegler, haven't you?
Garrett Ziegler, help me out there.
Garrett Ziegler was a staffer for Peter Navarro. He started a research group called Marco Polo. You can go on that website and see everything that's on that laptop. They put it in a well-organized deal. MarcoPoloUSA.org. There's a lot of information about that laptop that a lot of people I don't think even actually know about.
Think about this, 80,000 images. I was encouraged to hear that the sheriffs are looking at this as well. That's a good way to have a little insurance policy here, you know?
Well, it was trying to get buried, and a lot of people didn't realize it, and they put this thing out.
For 3 years. For 3 years they've been burying it.
It's insane.
It is.
Imagine
exactly.
If that was one of, what if it was one of Trump's kids? That'd be all over the news.
And oh, right?
It doesn't matter if it was,
man.
15 minutes after they got the laptop, it'd be all over the news. Exactly right.
Yeah, exactly.
I think maybe this will bring a whole host of folks down. Let's hope so.
Garrett was an aide to Peter Navarro.
That's what he said.
So I was doing the search on him immediately, but yeah, there's a lot about what Garrett Ziegler's doing.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Doug Goring is here, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner. Doug, how are you?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you, Scott?
Good. How was our growing season going so far?
Well, there's been some hail in the state, and it's been devastating for some, but it's been welcome moisture, too. It's amazing. We go from a drought, we have an excessively wet spring, and then in the middle of summer, we need rain again. So that's a farmer's life. but they're actually looking really good. The crops, you know, from one end of the state to the other, as you travel across and you talk with people, I mean, there's grass that's belly high on the cows. There's alfalfa being cut. There's other forages being cut, and there looks like we'll have a crop to harvest.
So a lot better situation than a year ago today, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wanted to ask you a little bit about hemp. You and I have talked about this over the years before, and we had some calls last week about this specific to, you know, again, reducing our foreign dependence on so many things. And we called and said, do you realize you can, you know, you can use hemp to make clothes and flags and all kinds of things that we don't rely on. What is the status of additional industrial hemp production in North Dakota? Is it a legislature thing? Where's that at?
So it really is a market thing, and it's market driven. And here I'll give you just a little bit since we've initiated our program, got it going back in 2016. We started with 5 growers in 17. We went to 34. Our production actually went up to over 3,000, almost 4,000 acres at its peak in 2019-2020. What happened with the 2018 Farm Bill is it actually made some changes within the hemp law and the Controlled Substance Act. So now CBD could be legally extracted and sold. What that did is that prompted a lot more CBD production. So what happened with the grain and fiber side of it, it started dwindling, and it was already dwindling simply because the market just wasn't willing to pay the producer what they needed to continue to produce it. And that's one of the biggest problems is demand and secondly, the price for the product. And that's really pushed it the opposite way. Same thing happened in CBD. We had 3,400 acres, and I believe when it came to producers, we were probably, I wanted to say over half, almost half of those were doing CBD at that time. And then the good producers that had created some integrity and some standards in their product, they fell by the wayside because others came in and sold a cut product, a diluted product, pretty much destroyed the market for them. So all of a sudden we have very few producers in the United States that are doing CBD, except for those that already established a market, are in an area where they can continue to push and flourish, and they're doing well. The textile industry and the fiber side, it's more of an issue of where are the processors, because transportation costs kill you. They just absolutely beat you up. And it's been a challenge in North Dakota because we've had three or four different entities that have come forward and said, well, we'd like to do processing, but we understand the economics and the scale of those economics, and we'd have to have a plant this big. And it just, they needed the offtake also. So there's been different components that have made it very challenging to get processing set up. And it puts us in a position where growers don't have a place to sell their products. So we're not seeing on the fiber side an expansion or anything taken off. The product itself, for the most part, except for a few specialty items, has just been too expensive to produce and process.
Is anybody doing this well that has a little better proximity to the... I get what you're saying, because if you don't have the manufacturing process close, then the cost of transportation is high. Is anybody doing it well right now?
Well, there's some other states, like Kentucky's making some specialized products, and you know, they have a population based on the East Coast that they're selling it into. It's not like it's going great guns, but they're doing all right. You know, they can pay the producer to keep growing product for them. The problem is you get into the Midwest, you just don't see that much demand for some of the products. It can still be made cheaper with wood, be made cheaper with other products like cotton and other synthetic products that can, you know, be easily made to produce clothing for people that are looking at stuff that dries quicker, is flexible, you know, materials, stuff like that. So it's a bit of a challenge given what's available out in the marketplace. It just doesn't compete well against it. Doesn't mean it can't, but people also have to get used to the fact that if they're going to purchase it, they're probably going to pay a little bit more, and we'll go from there. I will say, though, that we did... through APUC, the Ag Product Utilization Commission, we did put some granting dollars towards a project that they're looking at in Wahpeton. They already do a fiber board and some other products there, but this is supposed to be for hemp, so we'll see where that goes.
Short break, back with more with Doug Goring, North Dakota's Ag Commissioner, on the program. I want to talk a little bit about some things that have been in the news of late related to foreign ownership of North Dakota land and ag processing, and a couple of calls waiting for to weigh in with a question or comment or two for Doug, too. So we'll do that when we come back.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Nothing says go bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans 3 for $6, Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, salted nut rolls 4 for $1, Twizzler strawberry twist $1.69 too, any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services.
I'm here, and I'm just asking one of my clients kind of what their experiences were doing their estate plan. Would you be willing just to share a couple thoughts on that, Mark?
I went into the experience without, I guess, just a very general knowledge from friends and coworkers as to, you know, what we really should be doing, and but without much of a framework and certainly no knowledge of the details involved. Mark was very helpful, presenting all the options, ultimately walking us through the whole process of setting up the system and challenge, because I don't live right here where my mom does. We see each other when I visit, so there was a lot of coordination involved, and he really helped us out with that, too.
Let us help you, too.
Call us now. You'll be glad you did. That's 701-318-0908.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranty is for a lifetime. The Hummer EV's on the way, by the way. Meanwhile, 0% APR for 36 months on most new GMCs and Buicks. Of course, don't forget that used vehicle. The lifetime powertrain warranty applies on many of those pre-owned. That's what I'm looking for. Pre-owned vehicles. 43 of them, as a matter of fact, that you can shop through at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, a couple more minutes with Doug Goring, Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, our guest on the program. Fred Wing has a question for you, Doug. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes, thanks, Scott. Doug, nice to see you on there today. You know, up in Hazleton, we used to do flax processing. And he used flax for making of cloth and stuff years ago. I'm in the hay business, and we're having a real problem with the net wrap in our balers. It's a wonderful way to bale, but it's sure bad in the feedlot, that plastic. And,
yep.
If we could find a way to use flax straw or hemp, that's a real good product that could go, could sell nationwide, worldwide. Nobody's doing it. Seems like maybe there might be a spot for North Dakota to do that on their own. Maybe the state should help us with that. Maybe we should get something going just for the pollution standpoint of it in our feedlots. You know, it gets in the feedlot, you haul out the manure onto the field, get scattered around. People have to buy special tools to get it off of their equipment. If we had a product like hemp or flax straw that would rot away in a year made into net round, I think it's an opportunity if it's made out of hemp or flax.
No, I agree. It probably would take 2 or 3 years for it to break down because it is pretty tough stuff. It doesn't break down real quick. It's just that inevitably, probably within 10 years, it would be gone versus what plastic wrap does. But, no, it's a good suggestion. What government is good at doing or should be good at doing is empowering people and not enabling them. We have programs that if companies, private individuals would come forward with a project wanting to do something like this, we'd be all for trying to help them get to the right places, work with the right economic development corporations and communities, identify land processing facilities or facilities that they could turn into processing. And then we have some resources at hand that we could help support their efforts, whether it's in the research side, the development side, maybe in operations. Plus, we have the Bank of North Dakota that could help them with some potential lower interest loans to help them get established. But, yeah, that's, I like the idea.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Let's get Mary and Wilton in here. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi. I thought this was an opportune moment. I just got a text from my sister who lives out in Utah about that Inflation Reduction Act and the fact that we have you have Doug Goring on this morning. She was listening to Glenn Beck this morning, and he was talking about that act. And in that act, it contains the fact that they want to hire 87,000 new IRS agents to control the farmers. And the farmers are supposed to either farm the way they want them to, or they're going to make their life a living hell because they view farming as being one of the major culprits of climate control. And I wondered if you guys were aware of that and what your thoughts are.
Yeah, well, here. We got some issues. So with ESG, environmental social governance, they are working through financial institutions, brokers, in the insurance industry, to now start stripping away support for production agriculture in the world unless they adopt their standards. The other one that they're doing is the 30-30 plan that was adopted by the administration a year and a half ago, is pushing their agenda, which is they may not come out and buy your land, but they will probably most certainly like to get an easement on it or sign it up in some government programs that now place some restrictions, and it will dictate how you actually will be able to farm and produce food and raise cattle. That's primarily when you go back to what WOTUS was. WOTUS was about who has the authority over the land. And then North Dakota had a really good case, and that's why we won it and we got the stay. We just haven't had the federal government come back or the courts and address our issue. It's all about states' rights and states' authority. If the federal government would have had their way under the 2015 WOTUS rule, 83-84% of our state would have been under federal control. They may not own the land, but because of the watershed, they would have dictated what practices would be in place on the landscape.
And if that doesn't scare you, nothing will.
Exactly.
That's one ugly scenario.
Some of the problems out there.
Appreciate the call, Mary. We're out of time, Doug, but I do want to have you back and tackle the corn processing plant at Grand Forks and the ongoing controversy there. We'll save it for another day. Thanks to the callers who had some different questions today. We'll always defer to them. Appreciate the time, Doug. Take care.
You bet. Take care. Thanks. Bye.
North Coast Ag Commissioner Doug Goring on What's on Your Mind. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. Well, what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Nothing says go Bison like NDSU apparel, and right now you can buy one, get one free at a PetroServe USA store near you. Stun guns are $5 off, Red Bull 12-ounce cans 3 for $6, Jack Lynx 10-ounce bag $10.99, Blue Diamond almonds are 99 cents, and my favorite, salted nut rolls 4 for $1, Twizzler strawberry twist $1.69 too, any size coffee, cappuccino, or fountain pop 79 cents, all this and more at a PetroServe USA near you.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.